Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com. All right, welcome back to another Wiley Manager Podcast. Today's podcast, Bob, we're going to talk the circles of focus.
Ooh, have you got some special music you can put in there?
Something like from the Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Circle of Life, Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, Channel Frodo.
Before we get into that, we had some viewer mail, though. Somebody called YV86 got a hold of us via our YouTube account and says, thanks heaps. I've been trying to understand cost-benefit analysis for my final exams. After heaps of reading, I didn't quite get it. That was until I stumbled on this YouTube video. Thanks so much.
I had no idea we were helping students through their stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're pleased to be able to offer that service here at Wiley Manager.
Right on.
Now we just got to find a way to charge them for it.
All right, the circle of focus, my friend. Walk us through the agenda first.
Okay. Well, we will heaps. I just am going back to thanks heap. This is an Australian.
I was going to say it sounds because when we were down there visiting for half a year, they said heaps of times.
Yeah, they said heaps. So for those listening in the United States, heaps means a lot. So, okay. Anyway, so back to this. I'm a little distracted
agenda, man.
Today.
The agenda.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Focus on the circle of focus, please.
We got a show to do here today. I just had a flashback to 25 years ago backpacking around Australia. Okay, I'm back. So today we're going to talk about why you should care really about this stuff. And the reason this, and then we'll talk about these three spheres, right? So the circles, if you like. And so these, it's the sphere of control, the sphere of influence, and the sphere of concern. This podcast is inspired by a conversation I had a few weeks ago with somebody I was working with. So I thought, well, there's actually a podcast here. So that's why we're doing it.
Cool. So maybe tell us about a little bit about that conversation and then consequently why we might care.
Okay. So interestingly, the conversation was with a manager who's very good. You know, she's a very solid manager. And we started talking and she says, well, you know, like this is making me crazy and that's making me crazy and this is making me crazy. And I'm listening. And I finally sort of said, well, you know, whose decision is that you are agonizing over? Because it sounded to me like it was a decision that should have been made three levels above her.
Yeah.
And she confirmed that it was a decision that was going to be made three levels above her. Right. I said, okay, so why are we talking about this? Like she wasn't even an influencer here. Yeah. Right. So this is something she was concerned about, which is fine. I said, you know, if you want to go out for a beer after work and then great, you know, I'm happy to serve that purpose, but you know,
don't spend heaps of time thinking about it.
Don't spend apes of time worrying about things that you have absolutely no influence or control over. And we had a really good conversation. I walked up to the board and I drew out the circles that I just described, which if you're watching along in the video, I've drawn out in the video as well. And we had a really good conversation about really trying to focus. And again, she's a very good manager. And I was trying to get her to really focus her energy on the things that she controls and influences. And so at the end of that conversation, she said, oh, okay, well, this has actually really helped, right? And I mean, it seems somewhat self-evident perhaps, but it's interesting because, you know, for any manager out there, you've probably got far more demands on your time than you do ability to fill those demands. And so you have to be very selective. And this is a way to help you be selective with what you lend your energy to.
So this sort of goes along with some of our ongoing topic of discussion around time and priority management.
Yep. Yeah, it fits right into that category very well, I think, Jed. So again, it's just a quick and dirty way to say, okay, well, you know, if you've got something that's sucking up a lot of your time, or even just when you're trying to plan out your time, okay, well, to what degree do I control or influence this, right?
So you sort of alluded to this diagram already. We're at the center of the diagram. The circular sphere is that of control.
Right.
The ring just outside of that one is your sphere of influence. The ring even further away now is the sphere of concern.
Right.
Maybe let's go through each one of those different circles of focus or spheres and talk a bit more about what each one of those means.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the center. Let's start with the center of the spheres, the sphere of control.
Yeah. And I'm just noticing on that diagram, it looks suspicious like the storm on Jupiter, even the colors that we've chosen. So, so So getting back to the sci-fi theme. So
all right.
Can you tell I'm distracted today, Jed?
Let's focus, Bob, on the circle of focus. Control.
Hey, good idea. Yeah, right on. Okay. So the sphere of control. So this is where your effort needs to be, right? So this is where you need to take a good look at the things that you control, and that's where you want to focus your effort. You're going to be most successful when the majority of your time and energy goes to those things that you have the most control over.
Right.
Yeah, kind of makes sense, right? Blinding flash of the obvious, perhaps, but it's amazing how many managers get easily distracted by things that they may have a concern about, but they actually don't have any direct control or influence.
I see it happen all the time when you're in like a brainstorming session. So now we're whiteboarding a bunch of ideas to solve a particular problem.
Right.
Some of those ideas are probably decent ideas, but they can only be done by somebody else. You don't have the control to go actually do that thing. And even think it's going to work, you and your team members couldn't go do it. If that's the way we want to spend all our time, you know, talking about, well, that's just, you know, talk about the things that you can actually go out and do. Can the people in this particular room go out and do that thing? If the answer is no, then don't spend as much time on it.
Yeah, and sometimes people are just busy. It's sort of entertaining to, you know, to dream a little bit and say, well, what about this and what about this?
Sure.
And that's actually a good thing to do.
Yep.
If you dwell too long there, that's a problem. Oftentimes, too, what we see is that people will either overestimate or underestimate what they actually do control.
Sure.
Right? So by overestimating what you can control, say, well, I can do this and I can do this and I can do this. And that's great that you're taking initiative, but you need to be careful, because if you're overestimating the impact of overestimating what you control is pissing in somebody else's sandbox, right?
Yep.
And so that comes with a whole pile of other risks and considerations, right? So you need to figure that out. If you underestimate your sphere of control, then you end up becoming a victim, right? So, well, I can't do this. Oh, woe is me. And, you know, well, no. Actually, you do have control over a whole bunch of this stuff, right? So let's talk about what aspects you do control and then try to impact those things. But sometimes people feel helpless and powerless, and it's because they're underestimating their sphere of control, which is arguably more dangerous than overestimating it.
Hmm. Yeah. So a good criteria to ask yourself when you're talking about new ideas, potentially new products, is how much of this can I own? If I own lots of it, then great. Let's fly at it. If I can't or don't, the task might just be that much more difficult for me to execute.
Right. And in a lot of organizations, it's not like the old days where you used to, you know, make something and then sell it, right? I mean, you're a cog in some great big corporate wheel, probably, if you're listening to the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And because most of us are, right? So, quite often your sphere of control and influence overlap with somebody else's.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, trying to figure out, and, you know, we've even here on this show, we've before said, well, you know, you need to draw your boundaries and your lines, and which is all good stuff. But sometimes those lines are a little blurrier than we would like. So this is a good way to look at it.
All right. So you start at the center of the circle at control. That's where you can be most productive. The next level out is influence. So although I don't own or control it, I do have some influence here. So these ideas might be worth exploring as well.
Right. And so, you know, to follow on what I was just talking about, in some cases you may want to, so if it's a bit fuzzy, that line between what you control and what you influence, because presumably somebody else controls part of it.
Yeah.
If you follow the sort of train of thought.
Sure.
So there's a couple of things you can do. You can either try to solidify where that line actually is. And usually you can do that by talking to the other person, saying, okay, well, where does your part of this stop and where does mine start? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some cases, they may in fact intersect, right? And they may intersect for quite a deliberate reason. So oftentimes with shared processes or they might be just simply things that you provide influence to, you're going to be in an influencing role, right? So if you're in an influencing role, there's a couple of things you can do. You can either become a better influencer, or you may in fact want to try to drag the boundary of that line and bring it either more or less into your sphere of control.
Okay.
Is that far too confusing, or does that make sense?
No, I think that makes some sense. If you know, you might be able to take on certain tasks that you previously only influenced.
Yep.
So again, we're starting in the center of the circle where we're going to be most productive. Next layer out is the sphere of influence. It's worth a try. It's worth the effort, because you can have some impact on the potential outcome or the work actually getting done. But then there's this next level that's outside of the influence circle. This last outer ring is the sphere of concern.
Right. And so this is what got me started on this podcast in the first place, is that, you know, when I'm having this conversation with somebody who I believe is a very smart and talented manager, and she's spending a whole bunch of time in things that concern her. And I get why she was concerned about this particular issue.
Yeah.
But she actually had no control or influence over it. Right. So so that's great. So go for coffee and talk about it if that's what you want to do. But don't dedicate a whole bunch of energy. So I, you know, cheekily, I say you got to treat it as a hobby.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
So, okay, well, great. I mean, if it's interesting to you or something else like that, great. You know, talk about it, but, you know, don't dedicate a whole lot of your life energy to something, right? So you can have an interest in these things, but you need to be really careful how much time and energy you spend there because you could be...
Well, it's a waste of time, quite simply, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a waste of time. If you can't control it or at least influence it, if it's so far out from those two circles where you can have some level of impact, you know, you really should be spending as little amount of time in this sphere as you possibly can.
Right. Yeah. And an example of this is you know, because I've worked in HR from time to time, right? And so I know that hating HR is blood sport in a lot of organizations, right?
It's so, entertainment.
Yeah. Or finance, right? Because... You know, the two areas near and dear to my heart, HR and finance. So,
yeah.
Interestingly, they're both well hated inside of many organizations. And so people spend all this energy saying, well, those, you know,
those HR people, they
need to do this and they need to do this and they need to do this, right? Well, maybe you should pass some of those suggestions if they're constructive on, but ultimately you don't control it. So get over it, right? So, yeah. And again, if you're riding down on the elevator and you want to whinge to one of your coworkers, well, fine, do whatever you got to do. But don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about what the HR, the finance department should be doing if you have no control or influence over that.
All right, cool. So a bit of a tool to help you maybe prioritize where you should be spending your time and energy to be most effective.
Yep. And interestingly, Jed, as you sort of alluded to at the very front end of this, is that where this can be a really useful technique is if you are in a discussion where you're brainstorming or you're problem solving,
yeah.
something like that, and people seem to be getting stuck, it's great to walk up to the board and draw these three circles, right? So again, draw a small circle. That's your circle of control. A circle around that one is your circle of influence. Right, and your a larger circle around both of the previous two is your circle of concern, and it's a great facilitator's trick to just walk up and say, okay, so this conversation we're having now, which is interesting,
yeah,
which circle does this conversation belong to? If you suspect that it's a concern conversation, yeah. and get people to tell you, oh, you know what, yeah, we have no control or influence over this, so we need to move on.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but we don't control it. Okay,
yeah.
It goes out here, and then yeah. I've seen this done well with sticky notes. Right, the ideas are in fact on sticky notes, and you can then
sure.
peel those sticky notes off of the brainstorming sheet and then place them in those different spheres. And
well, that's clever.
You start with the ones that are at the center of the spheres. You start with the ones that you control. That doesn't mean you don't go talk about the influence ones and make it,
right.
maybe make an effort to go talk to that other department whom you need to do something. But once you start getting out to that outer circle, all the ideas that are out there last on the priority to-do list.
Right on.
Very good. All right, let's see if we can put a bow on this one and talk about
sure.
the three things to remember.
One, two, three. Okay, so if you've been paying attention, this won't be a shock to you. The first one is that consider carefully what sphere specific tasks or accountabilities fall into before lending any effort to them, right? So just give it some thought. That's all.
Okay, number two.
Yep. Don't over or underestimate your level of control or influence. So again, we talked about the hazards and risks of doing either of those things. Make sure that you have a clear idea of how much you control or influence these things.
All righty. And the yep. third of the three things.
Well, it's just maybe perhaps a bit preachy, but in fact, the people that are most successful are the people that understand these spheres well, right? So the people that are most successful in whatever industry or organization you're in are those that focus most of their time and energy on the things that they control. And they sort of don't worry a whole lot about things that only concern them.
Right on. Okay, well... Yeah. Thank you for that. We've done lots of other podcasts, as we sort of mentioned at the top. It fits within that general topic area of time and priority management, which we've done specific podcasts on before.
We have.
So go try and search some of those out on, whether it be time and priority management, delegating, all those sorts of things. There's other ones we've done on strategy maps. We did a podcast on post-project reviews as well.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of different stuff that you can find if you find this topic of some interest to you. Lots of other resources that we have available.
Yeah, you betcha. And we'll remind everybody that only our last year's worth of podcasts are on iTunes. The rest of them you have to go to the Wiley Manager website to pick off. So, it could be all of these things really just center around sharpening your focus on what it is that you're trying to do.
All right, what's up next for the Wiley Manager podcast?
Well, coming soon, Jed, to the Wiley Manager podcast, we're going to do Project Management 101. We're going to do a podcast on influencing your boss. And interestingly, we're going to we were just talking about time and priority management. We're going to rebroadcast that one just because again, that's one that we get a lot of hits on, so we thought we would clean that up and redo it.
Cool.
So we'll do that in the coming weeks.
All right. And we'll I'll mention as well that each one of these podcasts that we do comes with its own cheat sheet. So just some additional resources, tools, and information that we provide that accompany each of the podcasts.
Yep.
And right now we've collected about five of these cheat sheets with all these tips and Call it Be a Mentor, Not a Micromanager. So there's 5 cheat sheets in this package, and you can get that for free. Download it for free from the Wiley Manager website.
Right on. And you know where that came from? I don't know if you know this.
What's that?
You know where that came from? We surveyed our members and we said, what's the stuff you want more dirt on? And that's what came up.
Cool. So we're listening and trying to provide you with what you're asking for.
Right on.
Very good.
Oh, thanks, Jed. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Bob. Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.